Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Right now, we're moving on to our next conversation. And this time around, we are giving you the final installment of our series of conversations we've been having about our estate planning. And today, we're talking about the legacy you leave. And so if we do things right, just the way the Bible says a good man leaves a legacy for his children, estate planning isn't just about passing down assets. It's about passing down values as well. So let's explore how to leave an interesting an inheritance that is going to be so blessed, so rich, so less confusing, and an inheritance of principles. Not just possessions, but principles. Remember, scripturally, the Bible says, blessed is the man who leaves an inheritance for his children. But it's not just an inheritance, it's a legacy. That's why we have our guest, Nadia Pillay from Olamira Financial Services. Nadia, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Afternoon. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I am well. Well, I'm getting better. I started the show. It was very rocky, but I'm okay. I'm recovering. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. Good year.
All right. Let's jump right in there, Nadia. How can estate planning include non-financial elements like personal letters or memoirs?
So it's just as you say, you know, when you think of an estate plan, you often think about material things, so financial assets like your car, your house, but incorporating non-financial elements like something of more sentimental value can carry such weight to your estate planning that it leaves a legacy behind that people will understand why you made the decisions that you made, you know? So one of the ways, or there's a lot of ways actually that you can incorporate non-financial elements, although it doesn't carry legal weight, it's not a legal requirement, but it just gives it a nice touch that your family will know exactly, you know, why you did the things you did.
Right.
And one of the ways I can do it is that I can include a personal letter. People normally call it a letter of intent. So there I can express my feelings to my loved ones. I can put it together with my will to say exactly why I'm making the decisions I'm making in my will.
Right.
So a personal letter would like express or just clarify the decisions you made in your your will. And if you include like memoirs, you can, it also complements a will. It can be a separate document that you just add there, just as a nice touch that we can reflect on your personal life and, you know, something to remember you by. People also include audio messages or videos. So it's just a nice sentimental touch that you can add to your will or separate document associated with your estate plan just for people to remember you by.
Talk to us about philanthropy. What role does philanthropy play in creating a meaningful legacy?
So philanthropy, just like your personal letters and stuff, it's an act of giving something back. It doesn't have to be in the form of material benefits, but it's the act of like donating money or resources for the support of others. So when you add this to your legacy, it just substantiates your legacy in that it gives it that powerful role in creating a meaningful legacy that aligns with the values that you want to make a positive change for others. So just as an example, if I've always loved like animal welfare, I've always loved taking care of animals. If I want to add a philanthropic touch to my legacy, I can establish a foundation for when I die that will continue on. Or even I can like create a scholarship that can work as financial aid for future generations. So it's such a nice thing that you can add with your estate plan that it complements. It sets an example for future generations, you know, can be seen as a family tradition. It just builds a positive change, a legacy of positivity. So you can also express philanthropy in your personal letters or memoirs that we mentioned. You know, you can show, write it in a journal or something just to show the difference you made while you were alive.
Right, right.
So it just leaves a legacy of compassion.
And then family meetings. How can family meetings help convey your values, well, alongside your estate plans?
I think this goes together with what was mentioned yesterday in yesterday's conversation, that communication in family is so important,
Right.
and is more especially when you're alive. So if you hold family meetings with your loved ones, you not only speak about the distribution of your assets between them, but you also go deeper. They'll understand the bigger meaning as to why you're leaving the stuff behind that you leave in. You leave room for open conversations, and honesty. This is sometimes conveyed too late in your personal letters or the small touches that you leave behind. So it's nice to know while you're alive from your own mouth why you're doing the things that you're doing,
Right.
It clarifies your values and intentions. Like we mentioned yesterday, it minimizes conflict. It just fosters family unity, and y'all can agree. Maybe you'll set up a foundation all together. They can give you guidance on the decisions that you're making, or just reinforce the ideas when you hold family meetings. So it's so
Right.
important for that.
I hear you. I hear you. And then we have children who are blessed to have wealthy, stinking rich parents who don't know the one thing about taking care of those finances. They receive the money and they blow it. How then? That's my question. What are the ways we can teach our children, our heirs, financial responsibility before they inherit it?
That is so important. I think we've all experienced or seen that, whether it's through TV or in person, that people can inherit a lot of money, and in a month's time or 6 months' time, the money is gone, and it can be
Absolutely.
a substantial amount of money.
Right.
And you ask yourself how that happens. So you don't want that happening to any of your heirs. I mean, you've worked hard for your wealth and your estate, and you want your kids to have a better life when they inherit. So that's the last thing you want when they inherit, to blow their money. So one of the ways, or some of the ways that you can make sure before they get their money, is just have open conversations about money, Be straightforward with them to them. Maybe give them your perspective about how you acquired your wealth. That can sometimes change their perspective. Your kids know you worked very hard to get the stuff that you got. Maybe, it can change their mindset that maybe I shouldn't take this money for granted when I inherit it. Maybe you can also involve them in your family finances gradually. So you start when they're young, start with basic lessons like budgeting, teaching them how to save, the value of money. And then as they get older, you can go more in depth with like investments or providing financial resources to them. Give them books to read, put them on a course. Just allow them to expand their knowledge so that they know exactly, if I'm faced with this much sum of money, I'll know what to do with it, Another nice way is to create a trust. So if I create a trust for my kids, I can structure my trust in such a way that I have them first acquire certain milestones before they inherit. So if I set up a trust, I can say I want my kids to first complete their degree before they touch any of the money that's in that trust, That also puts sort of a sense of responsibility on them. Or I can even make it a progressive trust that I don't give you all my money at once. I'll give it in bits and pieces. Like as time goes on, maybe you reach a certain age, you get this amount. So that also just forces in financial responsibility that they know I can't just take the money and go and blow it all. Yes. Lastly, you can have a financial advisor be there as a guidance for your heirs if and when you do pass. The financial advisor can help them when they get the money to, put solid plans in place to make sure that the money just doesn't fall away.
And then finally, how does the concept of legacy evolve across generations?
Legacy is so important, and it doesn't just, as you mentioned in the beginning, it doesn't just have to do with material wealth. It has to also do with values, traditions, beliefs, so many things. You can leave a legacy behind, and it doesn't have to be your material wealth. So it starts always with the foundation. If the first legacy, the first foundational legacy, they start by, starting a business or buying a property, investing in maybe a lucrative venture. And then it goes on, when we say evolving from generations, the next generation then will pick up from this foundational generation, and they will like strengthen and reshape the wealth that was already built from the foundation. And it just goes on and on, and that the third generation can come in. And now that the wealth is already acquired, we now going to just shift our focus and maybe incorporate philanthropy, like we spoke in the beginning. They can put in more traditional values and make sure that the values and beliefs of the first generation is carried out. So it just starts by making sure that the first generation sets a solid foundation, so that the rest, as it evolves, we just make it better and better and put in more ideas and make sure that it helps for the benefit of future generations to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very, very, very helpful information indeed, I must say. Thank you very much to you, Nadia. It's been very eye-opening and it's helpful indeed. Nadia Pillay is from Alamira Financial Services, and they are not just speaking and sucking their thumbs. Alamira Financial Services is well-equipped to speak on estate planning. So if you have an estate, or if you plan on building one so that you can have something to leave to your children, Alamira Financial Services is well equipped to speak to you on just that. They offer comprehensive estate planning services, including the creation of a last will and testament, establishment of trusts, deceased estate administration, and estate liquidity planning. Their personalized approach ensures that each estate plan reflects the client's intentions and protects their loved ones. All of these wonderful ideas, they're not just textbook things. They are practicalities when they come to Alamira. So call them and they'll give you some perspective. Nadia Pillay, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.